I've been inflicted with this sensitivity to the passage of time, and it just feels like it goes by so quickly, and I just feel it all the time. I wish I didn't, because it could be kind of paralyzing at times.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Well, it is good, Scott, because I'm holding on. Every morning I kind of wake up and say, or maybe I go to bed the night before thinking, tomorrow fall starts, because, you know, it's like we've had such great weather. It looks fally out as I look out the window. I mean, the corn across the street is brown. You know, the leaves are beginning to fall. Ben and Rissa, they closed up their pool, but the weather has been so warm. I love it. I just am totally good with, like I've said before, climate change. If this is the way it's going, I am all for it.
You're an endless summer kind of guy, huh?
I mean, I just, maybe because everything gets harder, maybe because I've often wondered, if you guys live like Michael Costo down in Florida, anybody else down there, down south, if you feel the passage of time the same as we do up here, you know, if your weather was always kind of the same, would you feel like it was moving so fast? I don't know. But it just feels like, I mean, we're talking Christmas is not that far away.
Hush.
And, you know, and it's just like, didn't we just do this? And it is just amazing, amazing to me.
But Christmas is wonderful. It's just a little stressful as a dad.
I know. I just have this thing. I don't know what it is. I've been inflicted. And really, it's one of the drivers of what I do. I've been inflicted with this sensitivity to the passage of time. And it just feels like it goes by so quickly. And I just feel it all the time. I wish I didn't, because it could be kind of paralyzing at times. But it's just amazing to me.
Maybe it's like a superpower or something. You just haven't discovered how to use it yet.
That's right. I haven't been able to take advantage of it. Maybe. Well, Scott, tonight's a big night, because we're recording this a day early, because you got big plans tonight.
Yes. By the time people listen to this, it will all be over, and my boys and I will have finally seen Clapton together.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
We're going, and it's going to be a blast. This will be the second time I've seen him. I saw him when I was in high school last time, which is kind of weird that he's still around. And for all the reasons, he should have died about 100 times from then till now, given his crazy lifestyle.
Yes, they do. Those rock stars seem to make a lot of good choices.
Yeah. If you ever want a really depressing read, you can read his autobiography. Basically, he was on lots of drugs and an alcoholic for about 30 years.
They all say that.
Yes. So,
you know, they don't go, well, when I was in the church choir, you know, that was right. The year, you know, it just all say that. Yes. They all say that. But you've seen him you've seen, of course, because you're a fan, you've seen pictures of him as an old person. Because I know you're just going to, he's going to walk out there and you're going to go, whoa.
He's in pretty, again, he's in amazing shape given all that he's been through, all the drugs and everything else. Like, and there were, you know, there's stories of him leaping from one balcony to another in hot Hawaii, you know, on like the 70th floor of a hotel. I mean, like that, the times this guy should have died and didn't, it's just amazing.
Right.
But anyway, we're excited.
Well, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. And I just think I love those events. Not because, even as we were just talking right before, it's not because like, I think it's so cool, you know, that he's so cool. I think you're so cool, Scott, by taking your boys, you know, that, and I just think these are the kind of things that you remember forever, you know, your kids will, and they'll talk about when you die, they'll, even if they never talk, they don't talk about it, you know, and share this memory. It's the memory that they play in their heads. And that's pretty cool.
You know, there's a guy I work with who would get a kick out of me talking about him on here, but because he's not a Christian as far as I know. And we have kind of a weird relationship, but anyway, we don't agree on much.
But you like each other.
Yeah. And he's, well, and he's into music. And so he's a deadhead. Do you know what a deadhead is?
I know what a deadhead is. It's okay, a Grateful good. Dead listener.
Yes.
Well, I probably wouldn't know a single song that they.
Yeah. I don't know much of the Grateful Dead either. But anyway, the Grateful Dead is no more because their main guy, Jerry Garcia, died a little while back. But they continue on with John Mayer in place of Jerry Garcia. And they're called Dead and Company now. And they basically play all the same songs. It sounds pretty much the same.
Anyway, they play at senior citizen centers.
Yeah, and just about.
barbecues.
my friend that I work with, Mike, is a deadhead himself. And he and his daughter, who's like 14, have gone to like 8 concerts of Dead and Company this summer. Mm. And like he keeps posting pictures on Facebook. And it's like, I mean, it's clearly a father-daughter bonding time that she'll remember forever. So I'm like, dude, that's very cool. So anyway, it's a cool thing. If you have a child who wants to, who doesn't even care, take him to a concert. It'll be fun. Or take him to a ball game or something. If
exactly. Exactly. I'm still waiting for Sandy Patty to, you know, hit the road and do one of those. The
geriatric tour.
Geriatric tour that I will, you know, take my kids to. We will have that kind of fun bonding experience.
So all you guys listening, it probably, I don't know, God can work outside of time, so you can pray too if you want. But my wife had to go to the doctor yesterday because her foot's been hurting. And it's kind of had this like stabbing pain every once in a while. Huh. Not every time. And she didn't do anything to it that she can remember. And the doctor's wackadoodle diagnosis was some sort of impingement thing because of the way she walks.
We're going to have to do some testing.
Yeah, which, and Jen's, you know, pretty good at diagnosing herself usually. And she's like, everything I've read, it sounds more like a stress fracture, which you can't really tell usually on an x-ray. And anyway, she's hobbling around and he gave her this giant boot to wear for 2 weeks and then follow up. And the boot seems to make her foot hurt worse. So I'm a little nervous about leaving town with my boys. And like,
but you're going anyway.
Well, she told me to.
Awesome.
And my daughter and son-in-law said they're on standby if they are needed, because it's also supposed to rain cats and dogs, you know, in the next 24 hours. An inch or two. And I'm like, oh, that's not good, because that sometimes doesn't do well.
Does her foot hurt when she's not walking?
Now it's kind of. There's achy. A bit of constant from yesterday walking around in a stupid boot, but before that it was basically on and off. It would just it didn't make any sense. She'd be walking and then all of a sudden it would just hurt. So I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know. I don't like problems.
Yeah, me either.
But I do like your problems better than my problems. So I'm good. I'm good. And I saw the. In fact, I was thinking about writing this for the Family Man Weekly this week. I don't know if it's an Asian karate movie, but when the master says in his wise old sage, the student has become the master, you know, something like that. I've been feeling overwhelmed by my RV. We haven't even driven. I've only taken my RV out once this whole year. And last year, I probably only took it out 2 or 3 times. And so it's kind of like, you know, my wife and I are thinking, well, should we downgrade to something smaller, you know, but I still don't want to spend that money. And you know, what can we sell this one for? And we love this. And my kids are going, Dad, why would you get rid of our RV? Would you just get rid of like one of the brothers, you know? And I'm like, it's not the same, you know, all the memories I've like trained them to be these things. Yes. But anyway, so it's had this problem and, you know, it's got several little things and I've just been clicking them off. I mean, I've got some parts ordered, just, you know, $30 worth of parts that are coming today or coming this week. I'm having a tank that, you know, it won't be very much to fix, but it's been leaking for a decade, you know, and the windshield has been cracked for, I don't know how many years, 6, 7 years. And we've got that being worked on and insurance is going to take care of most of it, not all of it. But the thing that has driven me nuts for almost the whole time I've had it, and it's gotten progressively worse, is that when you are driving down the road, the gauges, they'll just, if you hit a bump, they'll all just move all over the place. You know, it's like the voltage is not quite where it's supposed to be. And it used to, I know this is getting technical, Scott, but it used to like be like about a volt difference. Now it's gone 2 volts. And I'm thinking, you know, something's going to happen and we're going to get stuck. And why are we driving this? And Ike said, Dad, I'll help you look. And, you know, I've been mentioning it because Ike can fix
it. He's a wizard. Get him on it, man.
He is amazing. He's the one who's taken, you know, all his little batteries out of his Prius when he had them. He took them all apart to find the dead, you know, cell. And
I bet he could build you a new RV out of scrap.
He probably could. So he's like, we'll test it, Dad. And so we spent a couple hours testing it together. And I was like his assistant. And I think we fixed it. I mean, I don't know if like we fixed it perfect, but it's almost perfect. And I mean, it's a huge, big deal to me. And I just,
did you cry?
No, I didn't, but it was like
your son becoming the master.
And I mean, like he had run this wire from the front to the back, you know, kind of just like a temporary wire and just, you know, some old house wire for, you know, your electrical stuff. And I mean, as soon as we turned it on, it was like, boom, he had fixed it. And it was just like, this is awesome. And then when I ran the permanent wire, and then Abe and I, this weekend, we have a family lake cottage and the shed had been bad. And I told my wife, I said, we'll go up there and we'll put a new roof on the shed. It's not real big. It's like 14 feet long. But it's high and it's got one of those old barn kind of roofs, you know? So Abe and I went to do it and we did it in one day. And I was like, he was the master. I mean, he was up there. He was doing it all. He was telling me what to do. And it just made me feel so good, you know, just working alongside your sons. And they're like, they're doing it. They're the ones doing it. And I'm like the hammer holder now. Like, I'll go get soft drinks for us. Okay. At the gas station. And he's like, okay, Dad. And it's just like, awesome. It's such a good feeling.
Well done. That's awesome. Hey, you want to have some fun with that thing? If you want a new one, a new little shed.
Oh yeah.
Just tell your wife that there's rats in that one. And then you can like get some C4 or some dynamite and blow the thing up. This is what I instructed my family man-in-law to do.
And it worked?
No. Oh. Not yet. She hasn't said yes to it. I'm not sure he's really dying to blow it up. It's not a shed. It's their, they have a chicken coop because they're out in the middle of nowhere. And they have chickens, but rats have gotten into the chicken coop. And I keep telling him, dude, blow that thing up, man. You got nobody around for miles. You could have some fun with this.
And just
do it like Robertson style, you know, like
the patriarch guy.
Yes, when they blow up the beaver dam and stuff.
Phil.
Yes, Phil, yeah. Robertson and all them.
Yeah. And,
like, get some dynamite and blow that thing sky high. That'll take care of them rats.
That's a good counsel, Scott. That's good counsel. When you called me, because we're recording this a day earlier and I totally forgot we were doing that.
You didn't know we were doing this.
I forgot we were doing it. When I saw your name, I'm like, oh yeah, that's yeah. I on my phone, but I had no preparation in my head. But I was getting ready for my other podcast that I do with Ben for Homeschooling Moms, The Smiling Homeschooler, which you should check it out if your wife needs some encouragement in that. And I was just thinking, I was kind of researching fall festivals and things like that because my kids went this weekend while we worked on the shed. My wife went with my daughter Catherine and her husband, and they went to the Johnny Appleseed Festival, which I've mentioned several times on the show before, which is in Fort Wayne, Indiana. It was one of those things, you know, Scott, you would probably have maybe one or two of these things in your life where you're just kind of minding your own business and you kind of stumble into something great. The Johnny Appleseed Festival was one of those things. Like we just happened to be in Fort Wayne, which is about an hour from our house on this given day. And we saw this huge festival going on. And later to find out that I'd lived there for 20 years in the area, never heard even anybody ever mention it. Huh. And it's like 100,000 people on the weekend. that come into this festival. And it's in the actual place where John Chapman, also known as Johnny Appleseed, is buried. And it's just a big, you know, flea market festival where they sell apple cider and Indian corn. And I don't know, do they call Indian corn anymore, Scott? Or is it Native American corn?
I don't know. It could just be the corn, sort of like how the Washington Redskins are now the Washington football team.
I know it. Well, anyway, so they had Savage Corn here, and I'm kidding. And Indian corn, and I do feel ornery sometimes when they'll say, like when I was in like the kids' little, I did gym, and I'd say, okay, race it Indian style, and the ladies goes, we don't say Indian style.
And now you got to say crisscross applesauce.
I'm like, that's what they said. We say crisscross applesauce. And I'm like, okay, everybody in Indian style on the floor.
Just tell them, they're going to be like, dude, if I'd have said that when I was a kid, I'd have gotten slapped upside the head.
That's right. I don't wonder we're having problems with today's generation. But anyway, it's just so much fun. They have reenactors, and they'd have like Abraham Lincoln was there, and they have music and apple cider. And it's such a fun, fun place.
The real Abraham Lincoln was there?
I was talking to him. He called himself the Fort Wayne Abraham Lincoln.
All right.
And I'm like, what? Why do you call it? He goes, well, because there are Abraham Lincolns all over the country. He goes, we get together and we call each other. We'll say, oh, you're the Cincinnati Abraham Lincoln or the whatever. And he said, this guy looked just like Abraham Lincoln. And he said his favorite was, he named, you know, the guy, I don't know, Toledo Abraham Lincoln. And he said he really didn't even look that much like Abraham Lincoln, but he was so good. So, you know, if you look like Abraham Lincoln, you might have a second career as the Kansas Abraham
Lincoln. I had no idea. That's like the Elvis impersonators.
It is. He said they get together and they, I guess there are a whole bunch of them, and they all stand around with their top hats on, I don't know, and pontificate and do the Gettysburg Address.
I could be the chubby Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, you're the fat guy who doesn't even look like Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. So I was just thinking about all those places. You know, we have another one called the Battle of Mississinewa, which is one of like those insignificant battles that nobody really ever hears of from 1814. I think Tippecanoe and Tyler too. I think the song came out of that era.
Oh, well, that's not insignificant.
Well, I know.
I bet it's a song. But
There you go. If it wasn't on National Treasure, we don't know about it. So
there you go.
Same kind of thing, you know, the same people making the same things, where you see a blacksmith and a tinsmith and all those things. And they
cobbler. Do you know what a cobbler is?
Like a shoe cobbler?
Yes.
Are you talking about like an apple cobbler?
Is there a cobbler there?
There might be a cobbler there, but they have musicians and they have some games for the kids that are kind of seemingly old fashioned. Because I think back then, kids didn't play games. they worked and then died young. But they also have they say it's the only reenactment where they're actually allowed to shoot at each other. You know, they don't really shoot bullets, of course, but they'll get the two sides, the Confederates and the Union side, and they're on opposite sides. And it's like a big field, and everybody's in the stands and along the edges. And the announcer says, let's begin. And they do the brump, brump, brump. And, you know, they're marching across, and then the guns start shooting, and you'll see these guys who think, I mean, they look like old fat Civil War guys because, you know, they're all nerds, and they slowly fall down, you know, so they don't hit the ground too hard. And then they all raise up at the end. But it's fun. And so I started looking at like other, you know, maybe fun places to go with your family, especially in the fall, because I'd like to at least get one in, because there is nothing better than the smell of, you know, wood burning in the distance and apple cider and all those straw bales hanging around.
And the taste of politically incorrect corn.
Yes, that's exactly right. Where people are dressed up in like Indians and and pilgrims and whatever else. They call
them Indians where I'm from.
That's right. I was watching Peter Pan, or I just happened to see it with just a little bit with Renly and Hudson. And they were like, what was funny? Oh, we're following the leader. We're off to kill some Indians, you know, and just it was wonderful.
They put a warning on that now.
I know they do. I know they do.
Warning across the screen. This is bad stuff. Don't like this.
I know it. I mean, they put a bigger thing about those kind of things and smoking, you know, than anything else. In fact, I was watching a show. Disney Plus has it, Turner and Hooch. Not the original movie, but they've done a series. I think it's got like 9 episodes. And if you're a fan of a good family, I don't know what you call it, not a police cop show, Sue Thomas FBI, have you ever seen that, Scott?
No.
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of like a Highway to Heaven. It's got some Christian influence in it. Maybe not tons and tons, but it's obviously because it's about this like lady who's deaf, and it's a true story or based on a true story. And she works for the FBI as a lip reader, you know, so she can spy across the way and she can read what these criminals are saying. And they use that. And so it's a super clean show. No language, nothing questionable. Really good. So, you know, wondering if Turner and Hooch is that way, and it's not. And there's some language, not terrible. I mean, even the little description at the top will say something like, not frequent coarse language, and there's a few words I don't love, but I don't know about you, but every show I watch now, I feel like I'm on edge if I don't know what it's about. So I was going to ask you, Scott, do you have any like good festivals down there?
Oh, good festivals. No, you asked me that last week. We don't do anything.
Oh, you don't have any kind of fall festivals? How about like the old corn maze or something like that?
The only thing I'm familiar with, and I see this every year, is there's one it would be a good hour and a half drive for us. That's kind of up near Columbus. That's a pumpkin festival. And, you know, it's a big deal. Lots of people go. I think it's where is that?
Is Circleville? I just saw that.
Yep.
I don't know where Circleville is.
It's kind of southeast of Columbus, out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
That looks cool. I mean, looked like they had pumpkins everywhere.
I once dated a girl who lived out in that general neck of the woods, and so we went to the Circleville Pumpkin Festival, and boy, was it exciting.
Those sound like the lyrics to a song. I once dated a girl from Circleville. There you go. Did I ever tell you, Noah, about Rosa Coletti? That was from Happy Days. anyway, my brother would know that. But I was just looking. So I was looking at festivals. There are lots of them everywhere. Even in like Miami, they have a fall pumpkin festival. And they don't even, you know, there is no fall in Miami.
Yeah.
But they still play that kind of autumn game. And I just think it's the same as, you know, your concert. They're just places where good memories are made. And there's something about this. I don't know if you'll feel this in a concert, Scott. You might. But something about a festival, maybe it gets all your senses. You know, you're seeing the things, you're smelling the things, maybe you're touching things, you're hearing things, and they all kind of make those indelible marks. I don't think I've ever used the word indelible, by the way, on this show. Put that on the list. Indelible marks in our hearts or in our memories. And maybe you will see that at a concert. You know, you're going to hear things, you're going to see things, you're going to smell marijuana smoke in the back.
Exactly.
You know, and you put all those together and you got memories. And that's pretty cool.
And you
that's
get
pretty
beer
cool.
Spilled on you from the guy behind you who's like,
that's right.
Layla, play Layla.
Yeah.
I've had that happen more than once at a concert.
Yeah. Well, they're probably throwing up all over the place too. And you're going to have lots of memories. Indelible marks.
It's funny though that nowadays, especially with the old guys like Clapton and the people that, you know, our generation would listen to, everybody's taking their kids to go see them. There's many like dads and kids at these shows nowadays where it used to just be like the hard rocking dudes getting drunk. Now it's like families.
That is probably 100% true. I bet it is. Well, maybe take a picture of yourselves so we can all see it. We'll do. And we could share that maybe next week.
Alrighty.
So anyway, so Dad, you might do a little searching. Maybe you can't get to the Clapton show or the Sandy Patty show, but there might be something else that's happening this time of year, because this is there is something magical, and I'll give you this, Scott. In a world without fall, we would lose some memories, because there is something magical about this time of the season. Maybe it's a slowdown, maybe it's a change, maybe it's the weather pushes you in, or snuggling up, or football games and blankets and
burning
all
leaves.
Those good burning leaves and the crunch. Again, it's all those sounds and sights and smells. So Dad, maybe take advantage of it this weekend. Maybe check out one of those festivals over in Circleville or Miami, or if you've got a one of those living museums, I was looking up those as well, like in maybe you live on the East Coast, and or again, they're everywhere. Usually they're hosting these kind of things, so you could check those out as well. And I know it'd be easier not to do anything, but you know, that's what dads do. It's like making payments into your retirement account so that later on your kids have lots and lots of memories. So have a great weekend, Dad. We should pray. Let's pray real quick for Scott's wife and her foot. So I'm going to pray real quick. Father, I do pray for Scott's wife. And I know that's hard, especially when your husband's going to be gone, and a foot is so daily because you're walking on it, and it's hard to go without it. And I pray that you would just give relief. And even if this doctor does or doesn't know what it is, I pray that just maybe a couple of weeks of this would heal this problem. And we do thank you that you are the great physician. We ask you to heal now. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, I also mentioned on our email last week, Scott, you remember us praying for Becca Farewell, Bob Farewell's daughter. Well, they live in Florida, South Florida, well, Orlando, Lakeland, Florida. And she was injured in Utah, which is about as far away from Florida as you can get. Well, apparently they're planning to live there. And the mom and dad are going to live there to take care of Becca for a while. I don't know how long that will be, but for a while. And they're staying in a home that's going to need some renovations, like maybe a wider doorways, some bathroom modifications, some ramps. If you have some skills, because nothing personal, but they don't want Scott there, with a chainsaw or anything else like that. But wise. if you've got some carpenter skills, and you have some time, and you have some finances to get there, and you want to help out a fellow family man with his daughter, would you contact me? You can just contact me at familyman@familymanweb.com. And then also, I don't know if you remember this, Scott. This was years and years and years ago. But we prayed for a dad. And then I got to go. We prayed for a dad whose son was having a heart transplant. He had lost two previous sons, both like 8, 9 years old. They both died in his arms unexpectedly. Separately, several years apart. And then the third son came along, and they, of course, had him tested, and they see that he has a rare heart disease that seems to be genetic. And so he's the third child. And so he had a heart transplant probably 10 years ago. Well, he just had another heart transplant yesterday. He had been waiting in the hospital for months and months in kind of a bubble, waiting for this to happen. Well, he just got the heart transplant, and yesterday everything went well. But my family and I, we were just sitting around talking and praying, and just what a huge deal that is. I mean, it's not like having your appendix taken out. I mean, he's got a new heart. So if you remember to pray for him, his name is Leighton Akins. I would appreciate that. I'm sure his family would appreciate that, and that God would be gracious again and give them time together. So Dad, if you're having a little issues, maybe remember that there are some dads who are facing some big things. And dads, if you're facing some big things, which I know lots of you are, you're not forgotten, and God's able, and he can take care of all of that. Thanks for being on the team. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, you to Dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.